University of Delaware, Ryan Carney, his starting quarterback, Nolan Henderson, and All-America safety, Kedrick Whitehead. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Ryan, I'll start with you. First year as the head coach at your alma mater, how excited are you to get started?
Extremely excited and thankful and happy and blessed and busy. I think all those things have been happening simultaneously for about 6 months now. So, but we're so excited, you know, excited to be around this program again, excited to be in Newark and can't wait to embark on this season with the boys.
Nolan, last season certainly didn't go the way that you would have hoped, dealing with the injuries. Right. How are you health-wise, and how ready are you to get back on the field?
I feel great. I'm itching to get back out there and play some football. I mean, we had spring ball, but, you know, practicing every few days, it felt like just a glimpse of it from the – I'm going to dive right back into it. You know, I got a lot of the rust off in the spring, and I think now it's time to, you know, hit the ground running and prepare for the season.
And Kedrick, one for you. Obviously, during the shortened spring season, you guys made a run to semifinals of playoffs. Last year didn't go the way I'm sure you would have liked. What has been the message to some of your teammates to get back to the level that you're used to?
We all know what we're capable of and, you know, what should happen and what we have to go out there and do each and every day to prepare, you know, to make that same run we did in the spring. So we're just keeping our head on straight and just staying locked in, pushing forward.
So there's some questions from the media. We'll start with Kevin Tressaline. Good morning, Kev.
Good morning, Rob. Thanks. Coach Carney, nice to see you. Just wanted to ask you this question. Obviously, judging by the preseason poll, the coaches, your fellow coaches, hold the Blue Hens in high regard. What are some of the reasons you feel strongly about the chances this team has in 2022 to do well?
Well, Kevin, I appreciate that question. And to echo what most of the coaches are going to say who in preseason polls are ranked high, it's not really about where you start, as we all know. There's only going to be one CA team, you know, that's happy at the end of the season when they win it. And honestly, in the NCAA playoffs, at the FCS level, there's only going to be one happy team at the end of the season as well. You know, I think we do have, you know, that pressure there, but we also have the capability to back it up. You know, we have, and it's about people, right? It's about our players. There's a ton returning on defense here of what was a very good defense. And, you know, with Nolan coming back from his injury, you know, as we all know, and we've proven time after time in our offenses that we've been a part of, and our offensive staff, it's about our quarterback too. And our quarterback is one of the best in the league. And so, you know, I think we have that capability with the support we have here, the community we have here, the fan base we have here, the coaching staff that we put together here, and our players to make a run just as much as anybody else at the top of that list.
Next question to Azar Johnson. Go ahead, Azar.
Hey, Coach, how's it going?
It's great, Azar. How are you?
Good, good. To piggyback off your statement, what made you take this job? Other than this, your alma mater, but what made you take this job? And what did you see that you thought you could bring the same success that you had at Sam Houston State over here to Delaware?
Well, I love the University of Delaware. And so it was almost a no-brainer for me. You know, I hadn't always wanted to be a head coach necessarily, but I wanted to be the head coach here. I know that. And so, you know, this place is special. The support here is special. Like I said, the community here is behind us. And, you know, I think it's one of those places that can become something consistently dominant. And that's our charge here. That's what we're trying to do. We're not trying to, you know, beat around the bush. We're trying to be one of the best programs at the FCS level consistently. And so I think there's the capability of that here. I think we have the players to do it. I think we have the recruiting possibilities to do it. We certainly have the administration and the support of our president. And so, you know, that's what excited me about this job and kind of made it an easy call.
Also, too, this question is for Nolan. What is Coach, since Coach has gotten here, how has he helped you develop better as a quarterback? What has he brought to the table that you've liked? Can you just describe some of the qualities and positives that he's brought to the team since he's gotten here?
Yeah, I think it's a really unique situation when you have your head coach being a former quarterback and doing it at a high level. Just that next level thinking, being able to have conversations like that, that a lot of times if you're not playing quarterback or never played quarterback before, you don't necessarily get. It's great to come off after a drive and just have that conversation in the film room. And it's just next level thinking that's pretty rare coming from your head coach. So I appreciate what he's done, kind of taking my game to the next level. And I think we're just scratching the surface as well.
One more question. I'm sorry. This is for Coach. I apologize. You had like a up and down season last year. This Coach or Nolan can answer this question. You had an up and down season last year. It seemed like it would look good, and then it would be, you know, you would have a loss, and then you would look like you got back on track, and then you would have a loss. What do you think you guys need to do to get over that hump and instead of it in being consistent and winning? What do you think you guys need to do? Or what do you think you guys have been doing that it'll go into this season?
I think there's a lot of outside factors. I think we had CAA is a tough league, and coming off from a spring season that quick, I think it got to us a little bit, but I think also we just made a lot of mistakes. We didn't play consistent football, like you said. I mean, our best was good, and then our worst was pretty bad, and that could be from a week-to-week standpoint. So I think that goes from, you know, our off-season training, this camp all together, just trying to stack days, because you can't have an off game in this league because anyone can knock off anyone.
Coach, did you want to chime in, or you all set?
Ked, do you want to chime in?
I definitely agree. I agree with everything Nolan said. I think you hit it right on the head. And just like any other offseason, any other year-to-year basis, you know, every day counts, every day matters. We can't, you know, let any day just go by thinking that, you know, we're just going to get better on our own or it's just going to have to happen. No, we have to actually go out there and make it happen each and every opportunity we get.
Thank you.
Okay. Next question from Craig Haley. Go ahead, Craig.
Thank you, Rob. Coach, what are some of your recollections about this league being in divisions when you were a player and assistant coach?
Well, it was always a tough road, no matter who you drew, no matter where you were. I always enjoyed it. You know, when I was in it, I felt like it was as tough a conference as there was in college football. From afar, I still felt the same way, and running up against one or two of the teams throughout that time, it was still one of the dominant conferences. And I think, you know, the same thing that's been said by a couple of the coaches prior is the parity, right? It was always, you know, there were a couple of teams that were at the top that kind of consistently were in the playoffs, but you could make it, you know, kind of as long as you won some games at home and finished 5-3, 1 year out of conference, you were going to get a chance to go to the playoffs and then you could make a run. And I think that's what we did when I was at New Hampshire for a while is, you know, we didn't always finish 9-1, 10-0, which one or two times we did, but it was really just tough football teams that got a chance to get seasoned by great football teams. And the CAA was going to teach you how to play hard and teach you how to win tough games and close games. And if you did that, you had a chance to beat anybody in the playoffs.
Thank you, Coach.
Of course, Craig.
Next question from Rich. Go ahead, Rich.
Hey, Coach and guys, good to see you. Coach, this is for you. You know, we know the defense is pretty well set and experienced. You started to install your offense in the spring. By one count, there's like 10 transfers, 9 scholarship players coming in, and most of them are on offense. How big a challenge is that going to be for you leading the offense to get them ready to go for the first game of the season? Incorporating not only the new offense, but all these new moving parts.
appreciate that question, Rich. You know, it's interesting. It's no different for the new guys than it really was for anybody, right? It's a new offense for everybody in the program. And so, you know, I think nowadays, Rich, regardless of what offense you run and what defense you run and what kind of coach you are, I think we have to be, you know, ready for the transient nature of college football. And so there's going to be new players in and out of your program year to year now. It's just the way that the rules have kind of went in college football now. And so, you know, we have our ways of getting it done. You know, I think the summer's been huge in order to get us in our summer access program and kind of the availability to work with our guys. And then those guys have been great when they've come in here on a volunteer basis as well, just trying to get more and more time in front of our coaches and on the board and in front of film. But really it's about reps. And so that's what fall camp's going to be. You know, we're going to make sure that during fall camp, you know, we leave it crisp, because if we don't, you know, it'll show up on Saturday. And so, you know, we're excited about where we're at as an offense, as a defense, and as a special teams unit. But we do have a ways to go on all three phases. And some of that is acclimating the new players, but really it's just about acclimating what we want to do and what we want to accomplish and how we're going to accomplish it.
Next question from Stephen Kerr. Go ahead, Stephen.
Good morning, guys. My question is for Nolan. Nolan, as you're about to start workouts, I'm just curious how you're feeling physically and what were some things that you did, you know, to come back from the injury to kind of get yourself back in top condition?
Yeah, well, I appreciate that question. I feel great. Things I've done, you know, since the injury are a lot of soft tissue, a lot of mobility, a lot of just, you know, injury prevention type of stuff, because you know, the best ability is availability. So I want to stay on the field as much as I can. Just being, you know, more mobile, staying in the training room. A lot of times as a young guy, you think being in the training room is a bad thing, but mm-hmm. you should be in there even when you're healthy, trying to work on your body. And then just overall, I've been just trying to new things outside of the training room, doing my own types of yoga, pliability, things of that nature. I'm feeling great. And, I just can't wait to get started.
Great. Thanks a lot, and best of luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, got time for two more first, Patrick. Go ahead, Patrick.
Hey, this question's for Kedrick real quick. Just real quick, Kedrick, it's good to see you again. Talk about the defense for you guys with all the returners you guys have them coming back. How excited you are to get back on the field with them.
Hey, what's going on, Patrick? Good to see you as well. I'm super excited to have the defense come back for another year. A lot of our guys came in with my class, and we just are, you know, continuing to build our camaraderie and our chemistry each and every day. With this upcoming season, we know what to expect. We know, you know, how to play the game. We know how to run our defense now, because this is only our second real year going in with this safety defense that we run. And, you know, with every day of camp and with every day of spring ball and with every day of workouts, you know, we get a little more knowledge of the defense. We get a little better at, you know, where we're supposed to be and what we're supposed to do. And again, I just think the chemistry that we have as a defense coming in with most of these guys in my class, you know, is just second to none. And I'm excited to attack the field each and every day with these guys. Group of great guys.
Yeah, Kev.
And we'll wrap up with Kevin Treslini. Go ahead, Kev.
Thanks, Rob. Hey, Ryan, just wanted to kind of see how you feel at this stage about the makeup and the potential of the offensive line, especially with a couple of the guys you've added recently.
We feel good. You know, I think we have the capability of becoming, you know, a very good offensive line. You know, we'll find out in the fall. I mean, it's one of those things. It's tough. It's just like when you recruit high school kids and, you know, you got to see them do it. You know, there's certain things you can see in summer workouts or certain things you can see in spring ball if they get here in time. But until you see them do it on game day, you know, we're going to have to figure out how we gel as an offensive line too, and how we develop depth as an offensive line. Those are things that are so big, especially at the FCS level with the amount of scholarships you have. You have to make sure that you can play with injuries and you can win games late in the season because you've developed depth. And so those things matter. And I think we did that. I think we certainly added some depth, and we added the ability, hopefully, to be a little bit stronger as we get going for our starting five as well. But I think we need to have 7-8 guys ready to roll that can play at a high CAA level and a playoff level in order to win games late in the season, as well as injuries and wear and tear happens, which is going to happen in the trenches.
All right, Ryan, Nolan, Kedrick, thank you so much for taking time with us. Good luck as practice gets underway, and look forward to seeing you guys during the season.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Thanks.